You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Have paid protesters been part of the Stephon Clark marches in Sacramento over the past 3 weeks? Sheriff Scott Jones thinks that they were present at least one situation in the county. He talked somewhat publicly about it in a press conference 9 days ago. And that's why you heard me just ask the Sacramento police chief about this topic. The PolitiFact California team decided to fact check the sheriff's claim. And reporter Chris Nichols is joining me with the findings. Hi, Chris.
Beth, great to be here.
So why did this statement by the sheriff catch your attention?
It caught our attention because the sheriff is a very prominent elected official here in the region. He was a candidate, of course, for Congress. He made this claim, as you mentioned, at a very public forum, a news conference, and he spent quite a bit of time on it. And so that's what caught our attention.
Let's listen to what the sheriff said. Here are his comments from that press conference.
We do know because of our intelligence and because of our history with some of these folks that there are paid protesters and paid people to instigate.
So where did you begin with your research?
Well, we went to quite a few different places, but we started by going to the sheriff's department and Jones's spokesperson. We spoke with him, and unfortunately, the sheriff's department decided not to disclose any information that would support what the sheriff said. They said that they didn't plan to do that now, and they really didn't see doing that down the road. I asked them why. They declined to provide any reason as to why they wouldn't disclose it or why the sheriff would make what has been considered a very defamatory and inflammatory claim without any supporting material. They just simply said that it's based on information that they have.
So then where else do you go for information about this?
Well, we went to other law enforcement agencies to ask them. We went to the organizers of the protests. We went to a political science professor at UC Irvine who studies protests and has studied specifically claims about protesters. So we kind of did the best we could to go to a collection of people to see if there was any indication that we could find on our own, not having any evidence or not having sort of a willing partner in the sheriff to disclose information about a claim he made very publicly.
I think you're going to share with us some comment from the Sacramento chapter of Answer Coalition. So would you explain that coalition?
Yes. We have some sound from Jameer Sale. He's an organizer with the Sacramento chapter of the Answer Coalition. They are a volunteer group that helped organize the protest on March 31st, which is the protest that the sheriff was talking about in his news conference when he made this claim about paid protesters.
All right, let's listen.
We're an all-volunteer-based organization, and we're run from all donations. And we print our signs, and we put them on sticks with our own hands. You know, nobody pays us to do anything. You know, we're organized, and we're effective. And if we come off as professional, that's because we take what we do very seriously.
So he's speaking for his group. Did he have any awareness of any outside or other paid protesters coming in?
He did not. And really he was speaking for his group, but he was not aware of any other groups that pay people to be out in the streets. And he, as you can probably hear a little bit in that soundbite, I think the organizers are taking this statement as an attack. I mean, I think they see what they're doing as a authentic and spontaneous outpouring based on obviously a very tragic shooting. And they see this statement as being sort of like saying that there's manufactured outrage or some sort of false outrage in the streets of Sacramento. And I think that's the impression this statement gave. That's why we also decided to dig a little bit deeper on it.
Did you find any other law enforcement official besides the sheriff who made a comment even close to this comment?
We did not. We contacted the Sacramento Police Department, of course, before Chief Hahn was just on this morning. The spokesman there said that they had no specific information about paid protesters. a spokesperson for the California Highway Patrol, which has also been out there at these demonstrations, they told us they just had simply no information whatsoever about paid protesters. So those are the other two main law enforcement agencies involved. It really places the sheriff and his department in one position and the other two at least just not providing any information, not supporting what the sheriff said. And so it left us with a lot of questions.
So what did the PolitiFact team rate this claim then?
Well, we ended up placing a false rating on this statement. And I know we had a lot of discussion about this in our newsroom as to how to handle something when, you know, essentially no evidence is provided. And at PolitiFact, when we evaluate statements, the burden of proof is on the person making the claim. I think that's an important point. That's our policy. Historically, that's how our national team has functioned. That's what we do. But if there is information that down the road is released, we will assess that. We will take a look at it. We will see if there is strong evidence, weak evidence, if there's any evidence whatsoever, and we will revisit this. But in the meantime, we're rating this statement false.
Though there is no information indicating what the sheriff said isn't true, but there's no information indicating what he said is true, correct?
Well, I think what's correct to say is that there's nothing after speaking with multiple law enforcement agencies, including the one that made this statement, after speaking with the protest organizers, after speaking with an expert who studies this, there's nothing that would support what the sheriff said. So that's what we can say for sure.
And if you do find evidence pointing one way or the other, you and I will be back here in the studio talking about it, and you'll have a clarification on PolitiFact California.
We will take a look at anything that comes out. We will do a new report and update what we have if there's information that comes out. Correct.
All right, Chris, I'm going to point people to the website to read more about this.
It's politifact.com/California.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Chris Nichols, reporter for PolitiFact California, which is based at Capital Public Radio. This is Insight on Cap Radio.